Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're continuing a journey through Mark's Gospel and through Mark's Gospel chapter 10. Mark's Gospel chapter 10 begins with clear statements about divorce and about marriage. And as the chapter continues, we have some themes that we have touched on before, all very important. The whole idea of little children, the faith, the humility, the trust of little children, that is brought out in chapter 10. Jesus is predicting his death again. This is the third time, and that again is clearly there. James and John, their story of looking for position and looking for authority in the coming kingdom, right hand, left hand. Again, it's a theme that we have touched on in previous programs. They're all important, but because of time, we're going to just emphasize on two other areas. The first area is the area where a young man runs up and says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus says, "Well, you call me good, but the only one good is God. You know the commandments." And the young man says, "Well, I've kept all these." And then Jesus says, "But one thing you lack. Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and then you'll have treasure in heaven." What Jesus is sharing with this young man, and he's going to share a bit more about this idea in a few verses after the story, and it's this, that if we want to be in the kingdom of God, we have got to die to self. That which is most precious, that which would so easily rule us and dominate us, we've got to be prepared to put that aside, put it to the cross, is a language that we use. And that's never going to be easy. People will try to do what they want to do, and there may be some areas where they seem to excel. But God's looking at the heart, and when he looks at the heart of this rich young man, the test of whether he's prepared to really follow Jesus wholeheartedly comes with, is he willing to part with his wealth? And that's an issue that Jesus is going to challenge people with. People who will in their family find that if they're going to walk with Jesus. We were with a friend recently in an African country. His father left the house and abandoned the young man and his mother. The mother was a Muslim, and when my friend became a Christian, he was told, "You're no longer welcome in this house." What an incredible decision he has to make. It means if I follow Jesus, then I am not going to have a home. I'm not going to have the care of a mum anymore. And these are big decisions. But Jesus says no one has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me for the gospel and will fail to receive 100 times in the life to come. The other story I just want to briefly mention is the story of Bartimaeus. Jesus is in the Jericho region, and Bartimaeus, sitting by the roadside begging, hears that Jesus of Nazareth is near, and he says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." The crowd want to shut him up, but Jesus hears the man and says, "No, call him. I want to speak to him." And as they speak, Jesus says to the blind man, "What do you want me to do?" And that's because Jesus is very much wanting to see what's in this man's heart. The blind man says, "Rabbi, I want to see." And behind those words is a real conviction. "Jesus, you can do it." Jesus says, "Your faith has healed you." Wonderful story. We're going to pause for some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me. We'll reflect a little bit more on some of the issues raised in Mark chapter 10.
I see the Lord seated on high, His throne of glory bringing light to all the beauty of heaven. And all around the creatures sing unending praises to the King until
listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about these passages from Mark chapter 10. And starting then at verse 17 with the story of the rich man, whose wealth was clearly a problem for him.
Yes, indeed. That's what Jesus identifies quite clearly, that this young man, full of enthusiasm, seemingly quite devoted, but definitely a stumbling block in his life is his money.
Is Jesus saying anything bad about money itself, about being rich?
No, I think that that's an important point to understand, that Timothy later quotes the phrase, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And he's saying the love of is the issue, not that money is the root of all kinds of evil. And that's what Jesus is picking up. If this man keeps his money, his devotion, his passion is going to be more inclined to money and making more than to Jesus.
And I suppose money in many ways represents security, and we all, you know, we all crave that kind of security, don't we? The sort of physical, worldly security. And if you've got a lot of money, you're more wedded to that idea, aren't you?
Well, that's right. The challenge of having lots of money is that you depend upon that as a resource to draw upon to meet your needs, and that you're not looking to God to meet your needs.
And then Peter sort of continues the theme, really, because he says, you know, look, we've got nothing. We've left everything to follow you. And Jesus has an answer for him. There are rewards.
Yes, that's right. So often we need to get a very clear understanding of life. And the reality is we're going to be in eternity infinitely longer than we're going to be here in this life. And so it's not a sop. It's not sort of dismissing the issues, the realities of nitty-gritty life. It's a genuine hope and comment that you in eternity, Peter, you're not going to lose out. You're going to have fantastic blessings. This tiny little portion of your existence, if you have hardships, that's nothing compared to the glory of eternity.
Then we have the story of Bartimaeus, the blind man who received his sight. And I suppose it all hinges around this question. Jesus asks him in verse 51, "What do you want me to do for you?" I suppose it was obvious. Why did Jesus ask the question?
I believe Jesus asked the question because I think that the man needed to express exactly what was in his heart. And, you know, it's a strange thing how sometimes people are not so clear about what they want. Because he has had a life of blindness. To see is going to be totally revolutionary. And Jesus is saying, do you really want that? You want this life of seeing? And although it's obvious, of course, that's attractive, that must be something people want, it's going to be massively different. And therefore, Jesus is saying, is this what you really want? And the man says, yes.
And he's healed. Another amazing story. Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at Mark's Gospel in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.